My family lives at the very southern edge of the Diocese of Cleveland. In fact, several of my siblings have moved south enough that they're now in the Diocese of Youngstown, near like the Akron-Canton Airport area, to give you kind of a general idea. It's about 65 miles door to door from here to my parents' house. And between my five siblings, there are, as I said last week, if you count in the womb, 13 nieces and nephews with the average age of 3. So, to be honest with you, it's just unrealistic for me to expect any of them to drive with their kids all the way up here. So almost every single Sunday afternoon, including this week, around 3 or 4 p.m., I'm on 271 heading south to see the family. And being that I only get to see them a few times a month, I'm given the great opportunity to kind of come in, and I get to see my family change in a way where, like, if I were to see them every day, you don't notice the incremental changes. And looking back from when I entered the seminary about 16 years ago till today, I was just thinking about, like, just how drastically both my parents' and my siblings' lives have changed. My mom actually, so this would be my grandmother, is 95. And she has short-term dementia. And this past fall in November, she fell and broke her hip. So my mom and her sisters, who are almost all nurses, have basically, they made a rotation, and around the clock, one of them is staying with my grandma. So when I go home later today, I know by 5:30, 6 p.m., mom's gonna go so she can go be with her mom. So her entire life, when she does things, the hobbies she does, the book clubs she's in, when she grocery shops, everything is determined by the schedule of when she's gonna be visiting grandma. And then I see my siblings who had, you know, they were all very athletic. Some of them even played college athletics. They all had hobbies. My younger brother was a big video gamer. My other brother was a programmer, loved IT, loved computers, loved doing all of those things. And now that they have children, all of those things have completely gone away or changed. I mean, my brother has 3 kids under the age of 4. The idea of playing a video game is just laughable right now. Their career choices are determined by what allows them to be with their kids and what will allow them to have, like, the best health insurance and these long-term goals and plans that they're saving up to be able to provide for their family. I know when I go home around 8 p.m., my brother is gonna leave because that's bedtime for the kiddos. Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter if the game's on or we're watching a movie. It's about 7:45. All right, guys, we're gonna start heading out. Every single thing in their life is determined by their children. Just like for my mother, many things in her life is determined by her mom. It's beautiful to see my entire family's lives be based around giving of themselves for someone else. That's also why I found this week's gospel profoundly challenging. Anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus is challenging us that just as life-changing as having a child is to a parent, or taking care of a parent as an adult, our relationship with Jesus needs to be more important, more life-changing, and more foundational than that. And I wonder if I or you actually take that to heart and take that seriously. Like, my brother has absolutely no problem around 7:45 saying, "All right, we got to get going, it's bedtime." But would you or would I have the courage to be at a party and say around 8 p.m., "All right, I need to go pray, so I'm going to leave now." Or, "I need to wake up early and pray tomorrow morning, so I'm not going to go to that." Would we have the courage to say, "Yeah, I'm not going to sign up for that golf league," or "I'm not going to join in the March Madness bracket," or "I'm not going to play fantasy football because I need to dedicate more time to God"? My siblings have no problem setting aside large quantity and percentages of money for future college funds. Would we be willing to do that, to actually fully give of our resources to charities and those in need? Is our relationship with Jesus as foundational to our lives and as big of a determining factor in our decision making, both in small, seemingly insignificant, and large scale, massive ways as having a family is? Because Jesus is telling us point blank, he needs to be the even greater priority. And he says that, it sounds super selfish. It almost sounds mean, Jesus. Like, how am I supposed to love you more than a child? Well, I think the honest answer for that is, unless we love him first, we are not going to be able to absolutely love our family in the way that they are called to. Any parent knows that having a child will be one of the most beautiful gifts, but one of the most difficult crosses possible. To actually love a child the way that someone is called to will demand that you put yourself second and give your child the greater priority in your life. And that type of self-sacrifice is not possible on our own. We need the help and the love of God, because our love in itself will never be enough. And God can ask all of our hearts from us, because he gives all of his heart to us. He can ask that we give all of our lives to him, because he gives his entire life, body and blood, soul and divinity to us. And as we come forward, we come to Mass every single week to receive the very love of God, because if we were trying to give of ourselves the way we're called to, on our own merit, on our own effort, just with what we have, we are always going to fall short. Jesus reminded me of this profoundly, practically, hours ago. 2:30 a.m., the emergency line rings. I am in a dead sleep. It's really not an emergency. The person is going to be absolutely fine, but the wife of the person wants me to go to Lake West and talk to him. In the back of my mind, I'm just thinking to myself, And Jesus just reminded me, yeah, your brother doesn't have that option when Junior's crying. You need my grace to go to the hospital just as much as your brother needs my grace to get up and take care of his son. So I run together with you to this altar, desperately in need in the grace, mercy, and love of Jesus Christ, so that I can give that to the world. Because if I try and give myself, I am always going to fall up short. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ must be the very foundation and bedrock of every single thing that we do, of every decision we make, of every moment of our lives. It sounds like he's asking too much, but I promise you, to the extent that you give your life to Jesus, you will receive peace, happiness, and freedom. And there's no such thing as a person who gave their entire life to him and was found disappointed or left wanting. As G.K. Chesterton always says famously, the life of a Christian has never been tried and found wanting. It's been found difficult and left untried. Let us take him on his offer. Let us give our entire life to him, and he will always give his back in return.